Good evening. My name is Craig Trottier, T-R-O-T-T-I-E-R. I've lived in New Hampshire for 48 years. I'm an avid hiker, and I've climbed all the 4,000 footers many times. I'm a member of several outdoor clubs, and I'm passionate about energy efficiency, environmental stewardship, and the economic well-being of our state. I'm also a strong supporter of the Northern Pass Project. I've worked for Public Service of New Hampshire and now Eversource since 1979. Most of my career has been spent working with the largest energy consumers in the state. I speak to you today as a concerned citizen with a background in the energy field and through a decision made completely on my own. Through my career, I have seen how high electric rates have contributed to business failures and caused some of New Hampshire's best employers to move operations to other regions in the United States where energy is less costly. I fear a continuation of this trend. In a recent example, the owner of a large energy-intensive manufacturing facility told me that an out-of-state competitor is selling product to his New Hampshire customers at prices he cannot match. Per this business owner, his competitor can undercut his prices because of lower electric prices in the competitor's region. This New Hampshire manufacturer stands to save over $400,000 per year in electric costs solely due to the Northern Pass Project. Also, this same manufacturer has invested millions in energy efficiency, so efficiency is not the problem, price is, and $400,000 will go a long way in improving this business's competitive advantage. High electric prices in New Hampshire are clearly a serious problem and must be solved. We know that several large power plants in New England have closed or are scheduled for closing. We also know that wind and solar energy are intermittent power sources that require baseload power plants for backup. As such, we need more new baseload sources to replace the plants that have and will close. Further, we all know the ardent opposition to new gas pipelines and the issues caused by tight natural gas supplies during the winter months. Combine the natural gas issue with power plant closings, it is clear that electric prices have no place to go but up. If we do nothing, the manufacturer I mentioned and other businesses may not survive here in New Hampshire. I have the highest respect for, and for the most part, side with those organizations who oppose the Northern Pass Project, but I do not side with them on this issue. As with everything in life, there is a need for balance. The arguments against new energy sources, most notably Northern Pass, are out of balance with the obvious needs of New Hampshire businesses and residents. There are thousands of miles of power lines in New Hampshire, yet thousands of tourists continue to enjoy hiking and outdoor recreational activities. I urge you to sift through the hype and do what is right for New Hampshire. We cannot compromise the viability of our businesses and our future because of illogical fears, including the supposition that tourists will no longer come to visit this beautiful state. I urge you to approve the Northern Pass Project. Thank you very much.